Yud Shalmi Sukkah, corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Mem Hei. We begin Yud Shalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Mitzvah Arava Ketzad. How is the mitzvah of Arava performed? Mokom Haya Lamatim Yerushalayim V'Nikra Mitzvah V'Yodin Nisham V'Lakti Nisham Mobius Shal Arava Uboim V'Zikri Noisam B'Sidi HaMizbeach V'Roshiyem Kasufim Al Gavi HaMizbeach. They would descend to a place below Yerushalayim called Matzah, and they would pick large branches of Arava and lean them on the side of the Mizbeach with their tops bent over the Mizbeach. V'Toku Revi V'Toku, they would sound three blasts on the trumpet, Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah. Every day of Sukkot they would circle the Mizbeach once and say the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perk Kuf Yud Ches Pasuk Chof Hei, Ana Hashem Hashi'ana, Ana Hashem Hasli'chana. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ani V'Hoy Hashi'ana, Ani V'Hoy Hashi'ana. Rav Yehuda says they would say, Ani V'Hoy Hashi'ana, Ani V'Hoy Hashi'ana. Oysa Hayoyim Makifenes HaMizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. On that day, the seventh day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabba, they would circle the Mizbeach 7 times. Shas Pati Rasam, Mayan Oimim, Yoif Lecha Mizbeach, Yoif Lecha Mizbeach. When they took leave, they would say, Yoif Lecha Mizbeach, it's beautiful for you, the altar, Yoif Lecha Mizbeach. Evileza Oime, Lecha, Olecha Mizbeach, Lecha, Olecha Mizbeach. Evileza says they would say, Lecha, Olecha Mizbeach, which means to Hashem and to you, altar, Lecha, Olecha Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Mao Maitza, Mamsaya. What's the meaning of the name Matza? Exempt from royal taxes. Amri Tanchum, Klunia, Havashma. Its real name was Klunia. Bakapar Amma, Bugaroma, Achasasari Amma. Bakapar said that the height of the Arava branches was 11 Amis. Amma Vyosa, Masnithan Amma Kane, Roshayim Kfufim Rasid de Amizbeach. Vyosa says the Mishnah teaches this as well, as it says that the top of the branches bent over the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 10 amas tall, the Soid was 1 amma, the Soviv was 5 amas, above the Soviv was 3 amas, the Keren was 1 amma, and since the branch was leaning, it needed to be another amma long. Ubzeiro Shalach, Shal Rabbi Daniel, Bereid of Katina, Shamas Me'avich, Tu'una Brocha Unitelas Bifnei Avsma, V'yesh Lashir. Ubzeiro asked Rabbi Daniel, the son of Katina, did you hear from your father whether the Arava service requires a blessing to be made, whether it is taken by itself without anything else tied to it, and whether it has a shear, which we'll explain. Also, Rav Ayivu Bar Nagui b'Shem Rav Chuna ba'amataima to Una Brocha v'Nitelas b'Shnei Amsma v'Yesh LaShir Lo Shamati. Rav Ayivu Bar Nagui quoting Rav Chuna said that I heard that it requires a blessing and it's taken by itself, but I didn't hear whether it has a shear. Taman Amrin Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman Bayakev Chadama Gimel Badim Alin Chona Afilu Bad Echad. In Bavel they say that Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman Bayakev disagree over the mitzvah of Arava. One says that 3 twigs with moist leaves are used, the other one says that even 1 twig is valid. Tani Ubale Mumin, the Baisa says that Kohanim with a disability, the Bale Mum, enter to circle the Mizbeach holding Aravas. This means that they enter the area between the Ulam, which is the entrance hall of the Heichel, and the Mizbeach. Rishim ben Lakish ba Koimi Rav Yochanan, Bale Mumin nechnasim ben Ulam ben Mizbeach. Rishim ben Lakish asked Rav Yochanan, but may they enter that area? Amalei Kishayim Hayu, and Rav Yochanan answered, they're permitted to enter because they're coming to circle the Mizbeach. They're only prohibited when they're coming without a need, which would usually be the case. We have all Kishayim Rav Yochanan, Kini Masnisa Ani Vehu Hashi'ana, Ani Vehu Hashi'ana. We have all quoting Rav Yochanan said, our mission should write the word Vahoy with the letter Aleph, Vav Hei Vav Aleph Hashi'ana, because it refers to Hashem.